goes from hold to mute.
And excuse me, the conference is now being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect. And ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you, Melissa. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone on today's RAP implementation drafting team on Monday the 8th of November. We have Mike O'Connor, Greg Aaron, Eliza Cooper, Joey White, Faisal Shah, Lisa Rosaya, Barry Cobb, Frederick Fellman, James Bladel. From staff, we have Marika Konings, Margie Milam, Glenda Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. I don't have any apologies noted. And if you could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Gisela, and thanks, everybody, for joining us today. As usual, we'll have our initial agenda item, an opportunity for folks to update their SOI or their DOI. Any changes there? I figure this is a great gossip opportunity, because if anybody ever changes jobs, we'll be the people that know about it first, because they'll have to update their SOI and DOI. Today's agenda is pretty much review the drafts that have been circulating on the list. Hopefully we can get them polished up today and wrap up our work. So that's what's on the schedule. Many thanks to all who helped out. Marika, who never sleeps, of course, produced both drafts, and we really sort of have two in front of us, although I'm quite perky about the later one. I think it solves a bunch of problems. And so that's the one that's in the Adobe Connect room in front of you. And I think before we dive into the details, I'd like to hear from people as to whether there are any overall concerns, or are we simply tidying up? So if there are big concerns about the second letter that Marika published to the list just recently, this is the time to chime in.
Yeah, and to clarify, this is Greg. To clarify, if you weren't on the list over the weekend, basically we took the matrix listing and basically converted it into text, listing the recommendations in numerical order with the low hanging fruit at the top. So it wasn't a substantive change. It was more of a presentation issue to give the council a list to kind of go down in order.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's a huge improvement in terms of clarity. Being the author of two of those matrices, I'm quite happy to see them vanish into oblivion and be replaced by this, because I think it's really a much better approach, much easier for people to understand. Anything else at the general level before we dive into the details? I'm loving the silence. Okay. Well, I think there are a couple of details that Marika mentioned in her note when she introduced the latest draft. And since I created the matrix from which those errors came, I'm perfectly delighted that somebody else is checking the work and finding those kinds of mistakes. So as far as I'm concerned, I would take both of those as friendly amendments and carry on from there. I think the substantive one is really, I'll let Marika jump in here if I get this wrong, but I think the substantive one is the gripe sites recommendation change. And again, I think that's my mistake, so I'm fine with that change. But Greg, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, do you want to handle those two first, and then we'll make a run through the document top to bottom?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, and okay. You know, it may be that it's good enough that we don't even need to run through, but I did want to handle those two because they're the bigger changes.
Okay. My suggestion is let's do those two first, and then let's run through because I found a few little things here and there that we should probably discuss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So okay. So gripe site. Let's go to that section then.
Yeah, and so that's on page. I have to find it.
7.
Thank you.
Number 7.
Yeah, starts on page 7. So if you click the little arrows on the thing to get yourself to page 7 in the Adobe Connect thing, you'll see it. Marika, you want to run us through the proposal that you've got?
Yeah, this is Marika, because what I noticed is this is a recommendation that had a rough consensus, the first part of the recommendation, and the second part is the alternate view that was supported by a couple of members. But the approach that the working group seems to have taken in categorizing the different items is the one of the alternate view. So my question is here, because, for example, if you look at next steps, it says there request issues report, and that's basically part of the alternate view, which suggests launching a PDP, while the rough consensus recommendations actually says, you know, make no recommendation, there's no need to do anything. So in that case, the next step should be, you know, nothing or none. Another item might be here, because in other cases where there was no unanimous consensus, the group has suggested referring things to the council for further discussion. So that will be another option for a next step is referring to the council for them to review. And then I guess the nature or of effort or approach would be as well to be decided, basically.
Yeah, and this is Mikey. I think that I'd be pretty uncomfortable myself with the request issue report. I have a feeling that's another table error from yours truly, so I'll just throw that into the pile before I get to the queue. Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, I think also we could probably tweak our labeling to make clear a little what's going on. The rough consensus view was make no recommendation. So what I think we could do is, first we need to clearly label the alternate view. So it suggests the insertion of the words alternate view, and then it goes on the UDRP should be revisited, etc. So
yeah.
We clearly label what the main recommendation is and then the alternate view that got the minority support.
And then refer it to the council, right?
Yeah, so I think what it would say is RAP level of consensus would be rough consensus, not alternate view. I think alternate view should be stricken.
Right.
And then, next step would be refer to council. Either do not.
So maybe we have two labels. Maybe we up right up by the Roman numeral 7. We have RAP recommendation as a label for that first paragraph. And then a label for the second paragraph that says alternate view. And then in parens behind those two labels, we have rough consensus for the first one and alternate view for the second one. And then in the table, the RAPWG level of consensus is rough consensus, just to make it really clear what's going on.
Yeah, so I think next steps would be you refer it to council.
Yeah.
You either do nothing as per the rough consensus, and or the council would request an issues report if they decide to go with the alternate view.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a good approach. Anybody got a serious case of heartburn with that approach? Speak now.
Hey, Mike, this is Firefly. I guess I'm a little confused in connection with the email that was sent by Marika, where she talks about Support for gripe sites recommendation number two was wrongly identified as rough consensus. It should be strong support, but also significant opposition. I guess I'm trying to figure out. Are there two recommendations here or just one?
There's two. There's one that has rough consensus, the first paragraph on page 7.
Yeah, right now on gripe sites recommendation one.
Okay, I got it.
Right, and then we'll have to go down the document to find recommendation two.
Got it. I got it. All right.
Yeah. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I just would like a clarification on the label you were talking about. So you would like to have at the start of each of the two paragraphs, rough consensus and alternative view, instead of at the end?
No. What I was going to thinking was that the first paragraph would have a label recommendation, and then in parens, rough consensus, close parens. And the second paragraph would have alternate view as its introductory label. And then the RAPWG level of consensus would be rough consensus, just to keep the table intact, and we'd strike the slash alternate view from that.
Right, so you just want to change the order, because I guess that would affect then others, because what I've done for most of them now, where there were two views, I've just put a parenthesis at the end of the recommendation, you know, view A or view B, or the consensus view and the alternate view. So basically what you would like to do for all the recommendations is to basically put on at the start of the text for the recommendation, you know, which level of support it received. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to clarify these so that the council, because most of these ones with a split view were referring to the council. In this way, the council will know the level of consensus for each of the two recommendations when they're, you know, it's all right there. I think that's a good approach for all of them.
Okay.
Greg, is your hand up from before, or have you got another point? It's left up from before. Okay. Not hearing anything else about this, so going once, going twice. We'll call that complete. Let's see. On gripe sites recommendation number two, which is way down at the bottom, I think, somewhere. Again, it's sort of erased.
I think we may have a labeling problem, Mikey. This is Greg. Because it actually says number one again.
Ah, where is it in the document? What page? Page.
It's number 13, XIII.
Yeah, it isn't, Rick. That's probably my mistake. I probably just copied and pasted the previous text and forgot to change one to two.
Yeah, I think we need to just change it to number two.
Okay, and then weren't there three, or was that something else that had three?
There were two.
Okay.
If you go down to the annex two,
that clarifies it. Okay.
It's you can check it out there, but
okay. Well, that's easily fixed.
Gripe size recommendation two. There is strong support to turn down the proposed recommendation that registries develop best practices to restrict the registration of offensive strings. So this one would say, I think we need to do the same thing again. The recommendation was to basically do nothing.
Right.
Then the alternate view needs to be labeled alternate view, : registry should consider developing.
Right.
And then and then it says view B. So that's now that would be labeled clearly.
Yeah. And that, I think, I think that applies to sort of all of the split opinion ones, that we want to make that labeling a little bit clearer and and then consistent throughout. Okay. That's it for the two things that Marika raised. Greg, you get to take us from the top.
I was just reading Marika's document this morning, and I made a few little notations. So what I could do is just simply go through the document and raise those items in order. Also, if anybody else has seen something as we go through the document, feel free to raise your hand, and we'll tackle it then. But if you don't mind, I'll just go through on the first page under methodology. Second bullet says expected size, complexity, and scope of the work, and I suggest we insert the words for the GNSO. The point being that these are things that are easy for the GNSO to do. The work may have to be undertaken by somebody else, you know, like the compliance staff, for example. So I just want to make clear who it's for the GNSO. Somebody else may actually have some work to do. Any objections? I see Fred's hand up.
No objection. I just had a question on this section. So,
okay, go ahead.
So I was just curious because, you know, when we went through the whole process, we decided that we would look at expected size and complexity, nature of effort, dependencies, and next steps. And that was sort of part of the matrix. And then we overlaid the level of consensus over this, which now floated up to the top, which was really an overlay. So I'm just curious why this is at the top.
Well, Mike, do you want to comment on that?
This is my guess. I think it's actually on the top because I just went through the order of the table when building this. I'm happy to put it at the end. There's no specific reason. That's the reason why it comes up first, basically.
Yeah. I mean, also, the level of consensus in the RAP is an extremely important measure of value and interest. To not make it a major point would be to let that issue be subsumed and make it perhaps of equal or lesser value than all the other factors.
Yeah, and this is Mikey. I don't have real strong opinions about where this goes in the list. It was one of the things that I thought about when I was doing my ranking, and I think it's fair to say that it's important for the council to know that we, you know, that we thought about it, and coincidentally, and I think correctly, our rankings are pretty much in line with the level of consensus. Most of the unanimous consensus things are very close to the top of our list. So I'm not terribly concerned, but I'm open to any changes that are proposed. Fred, anything on beyond that?
I mean, the only thing that actually is, I suppose, is the related question, which is why recommendation 4 is shared by the two items, which are UDRP, a relook at the UDRP and uniformity of contracts, because I thought that uniformity of contracts actually bubbled up higher than the other.
You know, that's an artifact of the table.
And so in actuality, I thought those two were reversed, and that's why I thought these two were related questions.
Greg, my recollection was that uniformity of contracts did not receive a unanimous recommendation from the RAP, while the other one did.
Still, I think it was ranked much higher.
I don't recall if it was or not. Mikey...
I'm frantically headed for the spreadsheet, but just realized that I upgraded Excel, and so I've lost all of my chicken tracks. So, you know, this is from memory now. The ranking in the spreadsheet... placed both of those at rank number 4, and that's just a little calculated field that I had put in there. And so what I was going to go do is look at the actual number. I think effectively we as a group ranked them the same. And given that, I would tend to lean towards Greg's interpretation that if you have a tie, then the one that gets the unanimous consensus from the prior working group should get a little bit of an edge because of that. Ah, at last the dang spreadsheet is open. Hang on a minute.
I don't remember it being a tie, so that's maybe that's an artifact of my memory, but I don't know if anyone else actually saw that as well.
Yeah, the two that were uniformity, well, I want to go back one notch.
Mikey, this is Greg. I think at one point you had not factored in some people's votes, like mine, for example. And once you did that, they ended up being equal.
Tied. I think so the raw number on uniformity of contracts was 4.77. And the raw number on the cyber squatting one. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm looking at they have the identical number, 5.70. I was looking at the wrong column, but they are exactly precisely tied in the spreadsheet that had Greg's and James's and Mary's responses put back in. And so what the little calculated field did is it said, okay, that's a tie for fourth rank. And then when you look at the uniformity of contracts, one has strong support but significant opposition, whereas the cyber squatting one had unanimous consensus from the REP working group. That's why the cyber squatting one bumped up one notch from
oh, I see. So after James's vote was added, this changed the ranking. So I missed that cycle.
Yeah.
Idea.
Yeah.
That's what I mentioned. It was in process. They weren't equal, and then when we got everything in, they ended up being the same.
Yeah.
It was actually James's vote and Greg's vote at the very end.
And Mary's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's those three votes that came in a little bit later that brought the two in alignment.
Or in my case, mine was already expressed. It just wasn't calculated. I had sent mine a while back.
Yeah, that's right. That's back into the misty memory zone for me. But anyway, I'm pretty comfortable with the underpinnings of the way that we got to this.
So can we, on this document, Mikey, can we flip it around so cyber squatting is ahead of uniformity of contracts? Or uniformity of contracts goes to four, the first four, and then cyber squatting comes later on.
No, I'm looking at the spreadsheet now. Cyber squatting ought to be before uniformity of contracts.
And that's only because of the level of consensus. That's what bumped it up, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the only difference. Everything else, the number's identical. The other drawback to uniformity of contracts is that we have much higher dispersion within our group on the answers, the standard deviation for. So we as a group have a lower level of consensus on the uniformity of contracts ranking than the cyber squatting one. So, I think cyber squatting is 4 and uniformity of contracts is 5. I think that's the way we ought to do it. Is that how now I've got to go back?
I think the majority, I thought the majority of the group actually had uniformity of contracts before cyber squatting, and maybe, and I know I understand the methodology and everything, but from roughly just taking everybody where everybody had uniformity of contracts, I always thought it was ahead.
Well, it was until until some folks who feel pretty strongly the other way got included in the tally. And then what we had is a similar situation to the one that we had on the working group, where we have, because of the dispersion in the answers, we have a lower level of consensus around that ranking within our group, too. I mean, you know, this gets into that tricky area of consensus that I am uncomfortable going, which is to say, you know, there's rough consensus, but there are three people in the group that feel very strongly the other way. And I would prefer not to venture down that road. I think that the difference in of one place in the ranking is not going to be material when it comes to the GNSO deciding what to do. But that's just my interpretation. So I would, even though I'm in the same camp and would prefer to see uniformity of contracts like way high in the list, I am not comfortable moving it in front of the cyber squatting one, given the tally that we've got.
So, Mike, I have another question.
Go ahead.
The Annex 2 isn't referenced in this letter at the beginning. I don't see it. So I'm just trying to figure out. Maybe I'm missing it.
Missing the reference to it?
Yeah. So there is the Annex 2 is the RFP's recommendations, original recommendations, right? Is that what? Let's look at, yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out where.
We should probably introduce it somewhere.
And I guess that raises the issue of, do we even need to incorporate it at all if we're just basically pushing them to the final report anyway?
I'm on the fence on that one. I think I was uncomfortable with it in the first draft because it confused people, and it confused me. It was first in the list. You know, that's why Danny Younger's blog post sort of drove the point home for me that the sequence in that annex is different than the sequence that we're recommending, and I was a bit uncomfortable about that. So in a prior life, I was planning to lobby that we move that annex to the end and put our ranking before it. Well, effectively, that's what we've done, and I'm comfortable with the idea of having the recommendations included in the same document, if nothing else, for ease of use by the people who are going to have to pick this up, so they don't have to have two documents in front of them or on their screen. They've got it all in one place. So the way it sits now, I'm pretty okay with, but we do need to introduce it in the letter.
Marika's hand is up.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Marika. I actually, you know, didn't reference it on purpose. Like, we didn't reference the annex with the members as it's just background information. I saw it like that as well, that, you know, it's information that some members might find handy to have, but it doesn't have any specific purpose in relation to the Annex 1, which is the main focus. But, you know, I think the table, and maybe I should clarify there that it, you know, it's taken directly from the final report, so it's clear for members where this comes from, and it's not a new table or a new order. But it does give an overview as well on which recommendations are on the same topic, which is less difficult to, less easy to see in Annex 1, where it's on ranking. I think the RAP final report table shows a bit more clearly the different recommendations that are linked to certain subject areas. But if people feel strongly that there should be a link or a reference to it in the letter, please suggest some language, and I'm happy to insert it.
Actually, I think you just said it, Marika. I think it's there for ease of use and convenience and clarity.
And perhaps, this is Greg, just perhaps just label it. Just say it's directly from the RAPWG final report. So just copied verbatim.
Yeah. Brad, are you okay with that? This was your issue, and I want to make sure we've put it to bed before we move on.
I think that works for me. Faisal, do you agree as well?
Oh, Faisal, I'm sorry.
Yep, that's fine.
Sorry about that. Okay. Cool. All right, back to you, Greg. You're batting 1,000 so far. Keep going.
All right, so at the bottom of the first page, the footnote should say see list of members in Annex 3. So that's number 3 now, not 4. Okay, next page, Annex 1. So it's A, low-hanging fruit, low resource requirements, and then insert 4G NSO. Now, in number...
Let me just hook Eliza into the conversation at this point, make sure that... Is this in relation to some of the stuff that Greg's talking about, Eliza, or is it something else?
Yes. So just in relation to the reference to the annex with the list of member names, my name is actually not included.
Ack. Egad.
Oh.
Gadzooks. That's no good.
Okay, we will make sure to get that in there.
Yeah, apologies for that. And probably then it's not included in the wiki either because that's where I took the table from. I'll fix that in the next version.
Thank you.
Thank you for mentioning that, Elisa.
Yep.
Okay, so the first recommendation is who is access, recommendation 2. Under nature of effort slash approach, it says implementation, and this was something that Chuck Gomes had said. And I think he's kind of asking, what does implementation mean? What should we actually do?
Yeah.
I think we were just trying to say this is just go to the compliance department and get it done, right?
Right.
Ask them to get it done. Maybe just another way of saying it would be helpful and help Chuck or anybody else who saw that. What should it say?
Now we need words. We just need a word.
Nature of effort. Obtain data for community, or I don't know what it should say, but
let's see. We could just say request to compliance department. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, something like that would just be
make it a little clearer. You know, implementation was a word that I stuck into the drop-down menu on the spreadsheet, and it is a bit broad and not very clear. So,
all right. Well, that sounds fine to me. If that works for everybody else, just make requests to compliance department. Seeing no hands.
Fred, is your hand up on this one, or is that an old one?
That is old. I'm sorry.
No worries. That's what I thought. That's why I wasn't calling on you. I just wanted to make sure.
Okie
dokie. Back to you, Greg.
My next question was on number 3, malicious use of domain names. And it says, okay, nature of effort slash approach, best practices PDP, or process approach.
I think that later we solved this by using a different term. I think this is the first time that we'd run into a thing that we wanted to use the PDP process, but we weren't making policy.
Right. We wanted to make it clear. So in the notes, what it says, it doesn't really address that, right? It says
no.
Use PDP for process approach. So Margie had also helped us with this. It would technically be a PDP because you could use the whole approach. The end point is just kind of known. You're working towards best practices. You would still need an issues report, which I recall Marika saying, you know, that could be done pretty easily. So do we just say PDP and then just say something, you know, the end point is best practices, but I want the council to understand what the end point is and why we're recommending the process. Because it's a good, right. I mean, it's an existing framework.
Yeah, and it's a good process. I think we're in agreement. I think we just need to get the words squared away so they're clear. So a PDP is fine in the nature of the effort approach. We could just leave it at that and then expand that note just a little bit to say, to make clearer this notion that we are aware that the PDP will not end up with policy, it will end up with best practices, but we preferred the PDP structure to the work. Marika, do you think you can capture that sentiment?
I think so.
Okay.
And then the next step, it says pre-issues report, but I'm not sure what that means. Would the next step just be a request issues report? If indeed we're going to use the PDP process?
Well, I think the reason that we wrote that kind of convoluted language, and again, it needs clarification, is that we were thinking about putting a drafting team together to do some work on the approach before we asked for the issue report. So we might, I think we've got another one that's kind of like that in...
I was a little fuzzy on it.
It's fuzzy, yeah. We need to sharpen that up a bit. So the one on number 5, cyber squatting recommendation number 1, we say drafting team and then dash roadmap. And I think that's effectively the same thing that we're proposing for this one, is that before we get to an issues report, we get a roadmap laid out that talks about what's going to happen. So that, and I think that the concern was that that would put some fences around what the staff effort would be, and that, you know, it would lay out the parameters for what should be in the issues report. So what if we said draft team dash roadmap?
If a PDP happened, would the step be, because I don't know, it seems like we're kind of inventing a different process. It might still be request issues report, but that request needs to be clear about what we're shooting for.
Well, we could do a drafting team for a charter and let the charter define that roadmap.
This is Marika. The charter is normally linked to the working group that follows the issues report and the initiation of a PDP.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that one.
So that would be the follow-on step. I mean,
we just need some sort of gizmo prior to the issues report to refine it. Now, Marika, do you, and I note that Margie's on the call too. Maybe Margie can chime in. Is there any flexibility in the activity that precedes an issues report that we could just simply accommodate within the issue report writing process itself?
This is Marika. What you could do is basically specify that the request for the issues report should be narrowly drafted or to address, you know, the points that the drafting team makes. And normally the request for an issues report is made, you know, by one of the council members, so normally the constituency has a role in that as well. So it's the request that basically defines what is in the issues report. So if that's and I already defined with certain guidance or parameters that will help staff to determine what actually needs to be included.
So then the drafting team would be next step, drafting team, and then dash issues report request.
Or would it be issues request issues report? Request for the issues report should provide guidance and be appropriately
detailed
or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, I think either of those accomplishes the same thing, but it's probably a good idea to get some of that language that you've just described, Greg, in there.
Yeah, because what I think, Mikey, you're saying is if you say there's got to be another group, that means another working group like this one, which
right.
may not be necessary. Somebody on the council just has to say what they're asking for, which is a lot easier.
Yeah, although I think in this case, I think actually, you know, part of this goes back to a request that Marika was making is, you know, give me some parameters before I write this issues report. Right? And so we might need a little group to do that. Again,
well,
I don't think it takes
real.
Leave
that up to the council. We can leave that up to the council to decide how they want to do it.
Yeah.
Margie's hands up, by the way.
Yeah, this is Margie. I just wanted to confirm what Greg was saying. There's a lot of flexibility in the format of the issues report and request for the issues report. So to the extent that this group wants to limit what the issues report addresses, you could do it all kinds of ways. You could just put it in this report. You could, you know, suggest a drafting team to put it together. But there's really no limitations on that. And I think that's where you'd want to scope out what the request would look like.
Yeah, and I don't think that it's in our charter to do that. You know, I think that I would really want to tiptoe away from that because that turns into a great big piece of work. I would much rather refer that to somebody else to do.
This is Rick. I can make a suggestion that maybe the next step would read then request for issue report. Then in the notes we add request for issue report should include appropriate guidance and focus could be developed by a drafting team.
Yeah, like that. Is that okay with you, Greg, and the others?
That's it. Can you say that again, Marika?
So the next step would be request for issue reports, and then added to the notes, I would add a sentence saying something like, request for issue report should include appropriate guidance and focus, hyphen, could be developed by a drafting team.
Hey, guys, this is Faisal. We seem like we're kind of going back over what we've done before in this group. I mean, I thought that the drafting team was exactly what it said here, which was to develop the roadmap before we even got to the issues report. So I guess now we're kind of changing it up a little bit, right? Or are we saying the same thing with Marika's new statement? I mean, I guess I thought there was an interim step before the actual issues report so we can actually have an idea as to how we were going to go, you know, take a look at all the issues and figure out how we were going to set up the issues reports, and it could be several of them, compared, you know, as it related to the IRTP. So I guess I feel like we're kind of going backwards. But
I think actually, this is Greg. I think we're going forwards because the premise has always been we want to use a PDP process. That process gets kicked off with an issues report. Now, and if after an issues report is done, there has to be a drafting team to create a charter for the resulting working group. To create another drafting charter in front of the issues report seems like cruft or extra process. And the council has to decide if it's going to go ahead, and if it does, how. So the first thing is we have to deal with getting an issues report. Exactly
well,
how they want to request it, what we're saying is up to them.
Yeah, and it
yeah,
didn't
although
work.
Faisal's right. Go ahead, Marika.
Because just to add, I mean, staff is not the one who writes a request for an issues report. This comes through the council. So I think there, you know, we can write in as much as we want, but if a council member or, you know, supported by a constituency puts forward a request in whatever shape or form, that's being taken forward through the normal channels. Now, it's discussed, adopted or not. So I think there's a lot of flexibility here, and if people feel very strongly about how this should look, I think when the time comes when the council starts looking at this issue, I think it's then for, you know, both this group or others with an interest in this to work through their council members to make sure that the request is right and appropriately framed and scoped so it fits with the actual recommendations.
Yeah, and part of these notes are my notes, and they're always a little spacey because I was running the meeting and typing at the same time. I think the key, and maybe what we do is we run down the middle here and say that in that note that the language that Marika proposed a minute ago, we say the council should take care to make clear the roadmap prior to during the process of crafting the request for an issues report or something like that. I think we're all in agreement that this is kind of an unusual one. It's kind of not really a PDP. It's the first ever best practices one, et cetera, et cetera. And so some care is probably required in the crafting of that request for the issue report. Somewhat higher level of care than normal, I think. And I think that's pretty aligned with where we were before. I agree with Faisal that when we had the conversation about this the first time, we actually did intend, Greg, to have a process in front of the issues report that was a bit more thoughtful than normal.
Yeah. Mary has posted a note in the chat box about that process, I think.
Oh, Mary. Okay.
Mary's on the council, of course, so she's really familiar with how things go. And she says, quote, "The council has to vote to request an issues report. It may, and some probably will, ask for feedback from the community / constituents before voting." So that's her post.
Yeah, and I think that kind of feedback, I think the key point that we wanted to make is that there's just an unusual level of care required for the drafting of the request for issues report on this particular one because it's so unusual. And so that feedback could get folded into that. And then I think we can leave the process up to the council as long as we make it clear that this isn't just the normal cut-and-dried request and issues report kind of deal. You can't just copy the language from this report and staple a resolution on top of it. There's really some thinking that needs to go into that before it gets proposed.
Yes.
Mary, do you want to jump
in? Sure. Sure. Thanks, Mikey. And actually, I was about to say exactly what you just said. And as those of you who have followed the council procedures for a while, essentially, there's a lot of thought and discussion about the exact wording of the resolution. So I suspect a lot of the discussion will occur then. And I want to also agree with Marika about, you know, the process from, and Greg, to the process about some issues report being prepared and then submitted to council and then discussion and then launching the PDP, upon which there will be another drafting team. I think there'll be plenty of opportunities for comments, and I think it probably is a little bit beyond our remit at this point.
Yeah, okay. I want to circle back to Faisal real quick and make sure that that's okay with you.
So can we can we go through exactly how it's going to look now?
Yeah, although I can't do it. Marika, can you can you summarize this, or do we need to write it and get it out to the list?
Yeah, this is Rick. I've taken notes and made changes as I, as I just read out, and I've taken in Greg's suggestions on the chat. But my suggestion would be that after this call, I'll send out an updated draft so everyone has, still has a couple of dates to look at it and make comments and you know, discuss on the list before we actually push out the final version.
Okay. I'm going to do a little process check. It's 5 minutes to the hour right now. And I don't know how many more of these Greg's got, but we could do one of two things. We could either go a little bit long, depending on people's schedules, or we could cut it off and we could push out another draft, review it on the list, and try and finalize it next week, which coincidentally is the 15th. So if we get through our work in the morning, we could slide it under the door for Cartagena and still be on schedule. Which would people prefer? I'll put the go a little bit longer up there if you use your check marks on your either checks or X's to indicate whether you can go long today.
And by the way, Mikey, this is Greg. I have very few things left on my list.
Oh, good.
So,
well, we're getting enough check or X's that maybe what we do is let's go ahead and we'll drive. Greg and I will stay on the call, and anybody who wants to is welcome to, but we will not make substantive final decisions on the call. We'll drive things into the draft and then highlight those and chop off on the final draft in a week. How about that? Okay, carry on, Greg. And for those of you who have to drop off right at the top of the hour, feel free to do that. And we'll go probably, I would guess, well, I don't know. We'll just see how long it takes. Keep going, Greg.
Okay, so let's see. We did that one. We finished gripe sites and so on. Number 12. Meta issue uniformity of reporting.
Page.
This is number 12.
Okay, hang on a minute.
Page 9.
Thanks, Marika.
At the bottom.
Yeah, the dependency CSA workload, but I guess that's true of all of them.
Yeah, so I think we could get rid of that. Yeah, I would. That was just a on-the-fly note by Mikey. I'll take that as a friendly amendment.
Okay. And I think that was it. That's all I saw.
Oh.
Well, I think we've discussed all the rest of them in the call today.
Oh. Well, maybe we... Okay, so what I think we're at then is a new draft gets circulated in the next day or so, and we should all give it one last really hard look, preferably raising issues on the list, just because next week's call will be right on the deadline for the Cartagena stuff.
Yes. My suggestion is if any issue should be raised on the list this week,
yeah,
not in the call on Monday, so we can prepare ahead of time. Monday's the absolute deadline.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So can we all agree to that? If there are any issues, they need to be raised on list this week.
Sounds like a plan. Cool. All right. 2 minutes to spare. I think we're done. Thanks, folks. I think we're getting awfully close here. We'll see you in a week.
Thanks, Mikey and Greg, everyone. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Melissa, if you're still with us, I think we can end the recording now.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.